William.
Great. Hey, everyone. Great. Thanks. Thanks for joining. Good to see everyone. A little, maybe too much yelling at the bar last night, so my voice is a little weak, but we'll try to give it a go. So this talk is building agentic GraphQL APIs with LLM tool use and knowledge graphs. You can find the slides, either that QR code or that short link there. So my name's Will. I work for a company called Hypermode. We'll talk a little bit about what that is in a second. But before we dive in, there's a lot of terms in the title of this talk, right? It ends up being a little buzzwordy. I didn't really intend that when I wrote it, but let's maybe level set a little bit and talk some about the pieces here. So the first one is GraphQL. How many folks are using GraphQL or have used GraphQL? Okay, maybe that's half, maybe. So GraphQL is an API query language, and so we have this strict type system. We define the types in our API, how they're connected. This is the graph piece. And then at query time, the client describes exactly the data they want to bring back, how to traverse through their application data. So GraphQL makes this observation that your application data is a graph, and you get back response that exactly matches the selection set, the pieces of the data graph that you said you wanted to be returned. I worked on open source GraphQL tooling when I worked at a company called Near4j when GraphQL first was open sourced in 2016. And that was a database integration where we were trying to generate a schema from a database, generate database queries from a GraphQL request. And as part of that work, I wrote this book published by Manning, Full Stack GraphQL Applications. This talk today is a little different take on how we're using GraphQL at Hypermode and some of our tooling. Anyway, so that's the GraphQL piece. The next piece of this is knowledge graphs. Knowledge graphs, I think, are having this resurgent interest now in the context of AI. It turns out that if you use a knowledge graph to keep track of your data and pass that context to these LLM AI models, you can really improve the results. And so we'll talk a bit about that. But what is a knowledge graph? There's lots of different definitions of knowledge graph out there. To me, a knowledge graph is just an instance of a property graph. So a property graph is this data model where we have nodes. Nodes are the entities, the things. They have a label, like the type, a way to group them. That's why we sometimes call this the labeled property graph model. And then we store arbitrary key-value pair properties on nodes and relationships. So here's